Connecticut author Wally Lamb's new novel, We Are Water, stays pretty close to home geographically to the town he grew up in, Norwich, where 50 years ago a massive flood devastated that city. We Are Water follows Annie O, that's spelled O-H, who was a little girl when that flood occurred. It took the lives of both her mother and younger sister that day. It also follows that event and subsequent events that still impact her and those close to her many years later. And Wally Lamb joins us here this morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, hey, Tom. Good to be with you.
Now, the book is set right around the year 2008, about 5 years ago, on the weekend of a gay marriage involving Annie and another woman in a fictitious town called Three Rivers, Connecticut. And it really causes everyone affected by it to reflect on their lives. So now the book is set in the present, but it's really about the past, isn't it?
Yes, and particularly the secrets of the past that have been festering and become toxic. And so the wedding that is approaching and then is here becomes the sort of climactic event of the novel.
Now, you wrote the story in seven different points of view, seven first-person narratives. Is it difficult to get into all those characters' heads to tell the story that way?
Yeah, and in fact, I was pretty much focused and thinking that I was my game plan, such as it is, would be to go back in tandem between Annie, the female main character, and Orion, her husband of 27 years, who she has left to marry this woman. But then, you know, because my writing is more intuitive than planned out, other characters began to demand the microphone, if you will. And so I began to, I took the gag off of their three adult children. They have twins who are 28, and they have a younger daughter who's about 24. And so the kids, when I let them speak, with my fingers flying across the keyboard, they told me things that that Annie and Orion had not told me, and things from their perspective. And then a number of minor characters speak as well. So it became almost like a jigsaw puzzle for me, with all these different voices giving different angles of the story.
That's interesting. It makes me wonder, then, how familiar are you with any particular character when you start writing a book? Let's take Annie, for example, the main female character. How well did you know her when you set out to write this story?
I knew her hardly at all. I mean, I knew she had been molested by a 15-year-old cousin when she was 4 and 5 and 6. But that's about all I knew. I discovered in writing that she was an outsider artist, that she was suddenly compelled to begin making art out of scavenger pieces that she found on the street or at yard sales, that kind of thing. All of that was a big discovery. And then when I got into the family life of the O's, I learned that Annie had not voluntarily, but involuntarily targeted her male child for physical abuse when she would snap and just sort of go to some other place, and then she would come back to the present and feel very guilty about that. But that was one of the secrets that the family kept, particularly from the father.
Why did you choose the time frame, the year 2008, to set the story?
At that time period, when I was starting the novel, we were coming into the first election that elected President Obama. And that was very much on my mind and a part of where my head was when I started that novel. And also the whole gay marriage thing. This, you know, Connecticut, the legislature passed it, making gay marriage legal. And I have a number of gay and lesbian friends, and I was sort of watching that very carefully. And so these things, you know, as well as more, you know, mundane and trivial things like the premiere of the reality show Jersey Shore and, you know, that kind of thing. All of this sort of was in the mix in terms of the national temperament. And so, you know, I would hear when President Obama was elected, I would hear how, oh, okay, now we are living in a post-racial society. And I didn't quite buy that. I didn't think you could so breezily dismiss our legacy of racism and slavery. And so, you know, I begin to investigate that within the confines of the story.
Now, you've set more than one of your novels in southeastern Connecticut. And I wonder if you could imagine growing up maybe in a different place, a different kind of place, urban instead of suburban. How might your writing have been different? Would it have been different, do you think?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I was not only raised in Connecticut, but I've lived in Connecticut all my life. And, you know, Connecticut sort of divides in half. There is the New York side of the state, and then there is the side that's more pulled toward Boston. You know, we're more in eastern Connecticut, we're more feisty than fashionable. And, you know, we root for the Red Sox, and, you know, we use the adverb wicked before just about anything else in a sentence. And so I am of a time and of a place that's very familiar to me, and that's the place I seem to go to when I write. I may, you know, I'll never say never, and I do have ties now through two of our sons with the city of New Orleans. So who knows, maybe in the future I'll write a New Orleans-based story. But for right now, it's Three Rivers, a.k.a. Norwich, with a little bit of Willimantic and a little bit of New London sort of mixed in there. And that's where my characters live.
Wally Lamb's new novel is called We Are Water, and he'll be discussing more about it at WSHU's next Join the Conversation get-together. And you can find out more about that at WSHU.org. Mr. Lamb, thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I enjoyed the conversation, too.